You ever been walking through the Navy Exchange and wonder why all the Naval Pride and Heritage gear is horrifically ugly and you wouldn't actually wear it? Have you ever wanted some really cool gear and you just don't know where to go? Well, I got you, fam. Go to DGutsApparel.com immediately. Get yourself some Naval Pride and Heritage gear you'll actually wear in public. We're working on new designs all the time, open to ideas. We're trying to create a brand that lets you display that pride, but doesn't make you cringe. Also, if you're willing to and you're able to, please go to patreon.com/DGutsPodcast, pick one of the five tiers, and become a patron today. What's up, everybody? Let's spin some yarn. It's been a minute. I'm sorry. Life has been punching me in the face over and over again. It's basically just been like, so I did the, what was going on? My back first and second, kind of, because I messed it up again after it started to get better, and then school started, and so I was kind of getting my hands around that, and I flew home basically like a week ago, spent time with family, and then flying back, me and my wife got some kind of plague. Pretty sure it was on the plane. There's a bunch of people coughing and stuff, I guess, that my wife heard. Either way, whatever happened, we got sick, and I'm still kind of getting over it. My throat's still bothering me, and I'm still coughing a little bit. So if I cough, I apologize while I'm doing this, but I have a little time, and something came up, and I want to get one out this week, and then I'm going to I keep saying it. I feel like the simulation overlords hear me, and they're just like, oh, yeah, that's what you think. But, I'm trying to get back into a rhythm for fucking once. It's been a while since I've been, ahead and in a routine with the podcast. So I'm trying to get back there, but school and life has been throat-punching me over and over. But we're back. The thing that came up is the thing I posted late last night about it's from the Ask the Chief group. If you haven't seen it, you can go see the post on my social media. They apparently deleted it, which may or may not have been because I posted it and it got a bunch of attention. I commented on it too. But they deleted it, but I'm going to go, let me bring up my Instagram really quick and that way I can read it to you. Basically all it is like, and I mean, I don't know if the camera will pick it up, but it's like this post, right? That's what the post looks like on Instagram. And it's an anchor, and it just says, in quotation marks above the anchor, it says, all sailors are created equal. And then below it, it says, and then some become chiefs. And it was supposed to be, ostensibly was just like a birthday post for chiefs the other day. And it was not a joke. It was not an April Fool's joke, first of all. I obscured the person's name that posted it, but that it wasn't a joke because I went in the comments and read the comments too, and I read the person who posted it and some other people arguing with the one guy that had the backbone to stand up to them and say this is ridiculous and a bad message and this isn't what we're about. But yeah, the OP was defending it, and it was gross. And so I came in the comments and I just responded on my, I'm pretty sure I used my personal account. I'm not hiding anymore, so I don't really care if I'm doxing myself to some people that were in that thread. But I went in and posted a comment in support of the one guy that said something and just said, look, I'm behind you. This is disgusting, blah, blah, blah. But first of all, I want to address what I feel like is some confusion, because I got some feedback from a listener that agreed with my revulsion, but at the same time didn't agree with a piece of it. And it was just, he's basically saying the expression of pride shouldn't be disallowed just because the mess is dysfunctional. And I agree with that statement. I'm not coming at the expression of chief pride holistically as a bad thing. I don't have any, my room, if you look at my office, I got this big ass of chief thing. I collect chief things. I don't have stickers all over my car and stuff, but that's just because that's not me. I don't have a problem with chief's pride, generally, right? A lot, there's a reason it exists. And for all the E6 and below that cringe and troll chiefs for all their chief pride stuff, some of which is preposterous. but to each their own, man. If you want to wrap your car in a big anchor, okay, whatever. But for me, this post, this the message, the intent of a statement like this, or maybe the unconscious expression of this ridiculous superiority complex that I think junior sailors interpret a lot of Chiefs Pride stuff as. And I think that's a discussion that should be had, by the way. But for me, this is a really great illustration of when it, like, where exactly the line is for me, right? I don't care. Like, it's not for me. I don't like it. It's not a thing that I do on my own. Like, this room is my expression of Chiefs Pride, and no one ever sees it unless you watch the podcast on YouTube, which I'm terrible about editing, or you see the social media clips, right? Like, this isn't, I mean, I don't, this isn't my whole house, and this isn't, like, I don't have stickers all over my car. I don't wear Chief hoodies and shirts everywhere I go. Like, it's just not who I am. And part of that is a, like, a very deliberate and conscious attempt by me to not allow being a Chief or being in the Navy to be my whole identity. I tried very, I don't know why I was even conscious of it, but during my military career, I made it was a very conscious process going on in my mind about not, like, getting so caught up in it that it becomes who I am and not what I do. And I think I did a pretty good job of that. It's still been, it's still a huge part of me, the experience, and the people and everything else, but I don't identify with being a Master Chief as, like, that's, like, who I am. Like, that's my identity, at all. Like, that's not, it's just a thing I did for a really long time. And it is a large portion of my context. I mean, it's pretty much my entire adult life's context. But anyway, so this, the thing, going back to the Chiefs Pride thing, like, I am not opposed to Chiefs Pride. It, like, I personal taste wise or whatever I'm comfortable with, I'm like, I don't, humble to a fault almost sounds ridiculous, but, like, because of course, like, I have an ego too, just like everyone, but, like, I just don't, it's more in representing the Chiefs mess, I'm humble to a fault because I'm so protective of it, and I'm very conscious of how the Chiefs Pride stuff is interpreted. Even when it's not a fair analysis, it's still, like, that's, if that's how they interpret it, that then that's the message they're getting, whether that's the message you intended to send or not. But again, like, I think it's okay, even though it's not how I roll. It's okay, man. I got buddies that wear Chief hoodies everywhere they go, and it's like, okay, like, okay, like, I, cool, I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily. It's just not for me. Where I draw the bright red fuck off line is at shit like this. This isn't, I don't have an issue with this because it's like a brain dead and over the top expression of Chiefs Pride at all. Like, that's not what I get from this at all. What I get from this is a very explicit expression of a superiority complex. This is a very explicit, and this is a very explicit expression and a very validating data point for all these junior sailors that point at Chiefs Pride and the perception of it as being, well, they just think they're better than us, they don't actually care about us, you know, like, and on and on. And, like, the whole thing is like, oh yeah, we sell coins and do bake sales so we can do Chief season shenanigans, and, you know what I mean, we're not actually going to spend any of that time or money on junior sailors or whatever, right? I'm not saying all this is, like, true. I'm just saying, like, there's a perception out there when you encounter very, because the Chiefs Pride stuff, it's not subtle. Like, there's nothing fucking subtle about any of it. It's always very, like, aggressive and loud and in your face. And I think you could make an argument, and there's a discussion to be had, that the way that it's expressed has kind of, like, a built-in subliminal message of this same superiority complex that I do think is a problem. But there's also an argument to be made against it, and I don't really have a dog in that fight. I don't really care. What I care about is when shit like this happens. The expression that, like, Chiefs are better than or greater than or somehow superior to in any other way than the very vanilla interpretation of a, like, a hierarchical rank structure. But that's not, like, a intrinsic value measurement. That's just like a, this is how we arrange the thing to facilitate orders, communication, operations, right? This kind of stuff is the polar opposite of the messaging that we want our junior sailors to be receiving from us. We exist to serve them effectively, even though I am not a fan of servant leadership as a like term or like I just don't like it, and I don't even have a good reason for it. I just think it sounds stupid. Like, I'm not a fan of the concept, but I do understand and embrace some of the intent, like the principles of it or whatever. It got popular. I'm sure some like other people have talked about it, but in the Navy, it got popular when McPont Stevens was in office. He talked about servant leadership a lot. Might have even been Rick West too, but yeah, I know McPont Stevens talked about it a lot. It's I could say that I like some of the principles or the like part of the intent of it. I like, I get it. I just don't like, it's like the, when people say everybody's a leader, like E1 to E10 or whatever, it's like, no, they're not, dude. Like those types of sayings, it's almost like in lieu of a deep, like thorough understanding of leadership development and human psychology and like how all this stuff works. It's like sayings like that and little like buzzwords. And, you know, this is how I think about leadership. And they like create these new taglines, that kind of like intrusive leadership, like that kind of shit. That stuff is just, to me, that's an expression of how shallow and misunderstood this kind of stuff is. And so that's why I think I kind of cringe when I hear those things. But yeah, I wanted to bring up and discuss this because this is a very different thing than Chiefs Pride. And for the listener that I got feedback from that disagreed with me, that's what they disagreed with me on, was like, look, the Chiefs Pride stuff, like, I don't think Chiefs, especially the ones that are, you know, doing it right in my definition, or doing it real freaking close to right, or trying really hard to get as close as they can to what right looks like, those people wanting to express Chiefs Pride in a not condescending way, not a not demeaning way, like this hot garbage, that's fine with me, man. Wear your Chiefs shirts, wear your, you know, infinity gauntlet thing, like Jay Bell. I love that thing. He's got like a mobster ring, like a three finger anchor ring that I think is cool as shit. I wouldn't wear it in public, but it's awesome. It's kind of funny. And I love the infinity gauntlet thing. There's a bunch of stuff out there that I don't have a problem with. It's just not how I express my pride. I collect historical items. I used to wear old vintage anchors in my uniform. People would freak out because I'd have like a low star senior chief anchor on, and they'd be like, "You're wearing the wrong cover." And I'm like, "No, I'm not. Look closer." And they're like, "Oh, whoa, that's cool." I wear like Deep Wave Dolphins. If you're not familiar with those, it's like kind of like the original version of the submarine dolphin pin. It used to be a patch for enlisted, but that's, you know, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But I used to wear stuff like that because it's like good conversation starter. It's an expression of heritage and pride, and it's like, it's cool. And that's how I do it. Because it's more meaningful to me, and that's just my personality and what I like. So yeah, the expression of Chiefs Pride part, I don't got an issue with that. Just not my jam, but like, I don't have a problem with people doing it. This I have a problem with, and you should too. And that's kind of the moral of the story here, is like, if you see this, because it's so explicit, it's so obvious what's happening here. It's like, if you see something that, I mean, it explicitly says Chiefs are better than sailors, like, it's fucking disgusting. That it should, like I said at the post, like, it should make your skin crawl. There shouldn't be like a debate going on about the messaging here. It's fucking wrong. It's not what we're about. It's not what we should want to be about. It's not what you should be like. It's not the type of relationship that you should be building with the people that you're charged with leading. Like, nothing about this is good or in alignment with any of the things you're evaluated on, or like that the Navy wants you to be as a chief, even though they do a pretty terrible job of codifying and communicating that. It's still, Jesus, this is fucking wrong and bordering on fucking evil if you really wholeheartedly subscribe to the concept that chiefs are superior or better than the people they're charged with leading. That's so fucking brain dead and backwards. That's not how you lead people, care for people. That's not how any of it was designed. Again, even though there's obvious flaws that I criticize all the time, this is not it, man. The sentiment in this post is fucking wrong and toxic and should never be expressed by somebody wearing anchors to work. And if you believe this, like if this is a thing that you think is a completely acceptable and normal expression of your pride as a chief, as your like membership to the club or whatever, God, you fucking come talk to me. We'll try to hash this out. Like this is not the way. This message is complete bullshit and should not be communicated by anybody wearing anchors to work or khakis or a fucking uniform, period. I saw it and I like vomited in my mouth and immediately screenshotted it and was just like, what the fuck? And I got into the comment sections and I did what I did and posted it. And I mean, it got a really strong response considering it's a non-video algorithmically. And then it's like I posted it at like midnight. I didn't think I'd get much of a response to it, but it got a ton of engagement. And it's like, so that warms my heart to see all the comments and all the likes and stuff. And I encourage you to share it and indict it in the same way that I did, but, or just share the clips from this podcast. But like, yeah, I holy shit, man, this was rough. And the thing that really irked me even more than just the initially seeing and processing what it said and everything was the comments. Like most of the comments in this group, and this is from the Ask the Chief group. If you haven't been in there, don't fucking bother unless you're going to go in there and like push back like Ariana does all the time, or like I did. I'm probably fucking blocked now. I haven't even checked, but like that group is so fucking toxic and just useless. And it's a soup of just angry, jaded people with the occasional normal person actually wandering in and asking a real question. And then they just like every time somebody asks a question, they just get like ganged up on for asking a question. And it's like the fucking group is called Ask the Chief. It was created to do exactly that. And then when people go in there and ask for help, they just get like dogpiled on. And it's just this fucking, why didn't you just look in the book, idiot? Why don't you just know this? It's so fucking toxic. So like, don't bother. You're not going to get anything from it except high blood pressure. But like, it's fucking, it's so bad, but that's what it's from. And I like, it heartens me that the engagement was what it was and that I got so much support in that way, that there's plenty of people out there that get it and understand the assignment, right? But then there's these people that, and there's so many of them that are on board with this sentiment that I just, there's still a lot of work to be done. Yeah, this was fucking brutal for me. And I'm as always interested to hear feedback. I'm always interested to have conversations. If anybody wants to come on and talk about this, we can have a friendly debate. I'll never get adversarial or combative or anything about this kind of stuff. I mean, if I got somebody that was really belligerent that came on and just like tried to like dunk on me or something, then it might get weird, but I probably wouldn't even publish that. But yeah, it's like, I'm not going to be that guy. I'm very happy to have the discourse. And so if somebody wants to try to push back on this kind of stuff, I'll have the conversation, but just, you know, I mean, you know how I feel about it. I don't think I can't imagine a universe where my mind gets changed on something like this, but I'll always leave that door cracked open for you, but good luck. Yeah, so feedback, as always, hit us up. Don't Give Up the Ship Podcast at gmail.com. You can Facebook message us, Don't Give Up the Ship Podcast. You can DM us on Instagram, Reddit, or Discord at DGS Podcast. If you want to support us, you can go to the website, upper right-hand corner of the website. There's a donate button, or you can go to Don't Give Up the Ship Apparel. It's DGSApparel.com. Get yourself some naval pride and heritage gear you'll actually wear in public. Lots of really cool stuff there. And then you can go to patreon.com/DGS Podcast. Pick one of the five tiers. Become a member today. It helps support the platform, expand it, pay all the bills, do all the things. So we really appreciate any way you can support us, even if it's just like, sharing, subscribing, reviewing on all the platforms for all the things. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I plan on spending some time this week like trying to catch up on video editing for sure. So I'll probably do this one first and then work on the backlog. But yeah, just, you know, any way you can, go to the podcast platforms and review us or subscribe or share the content, tag your friends in it, whatever. It all helps, and it all, you know, does the algorithmic things to make us, you know, pop up where we need to. So anything you can do to help, we really appreciate it. And that's it. That's what I got for you today. Thank you so much for listening, and don't give up the ship.